Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. Let's give them one of the rousingest hands they ever had. Bill Monroe.
Howdy, folks, howdy. It's good to be back in this part of the country up here. And before we start, I'd like to call up the names of everybody. So you'll know. Way over on the corner over there with the bass fiddle, I know is the boy that you folks know in this part of the country. His name is Bobby Downey. And the next fella line from the state of Virginia, Jack Cook. Let's give Jack a hand. And with the five-string banjo back here, the wonderful fella and a fine entertainer, his name is Dale McCurry. Let's give Dale a nice hand. Dale is from North Carolina. And on the right-hand side over here with the fiddle, it's a mighty fine old-time fiddle I know you're going to enjoy here. Billy Baker, let's give Billy a hand. Billy, I believe, is from Virginia. Is that right, Billy? I hope you'll enjoy our picking and singing here today. And we're going to start with an old-timer called the Panhandle Country. Coming in here, Jack, and I want you to take care of everyone out here. Pick me up on your way down.
Yeah, thank you.
Boy, they'd have a hard time picking me up today, I'm telling
you. On and
on. All right, we're going to call on Jack Cook here now, and he's got a good solo number for us.
Thank you, Bill. Now, here's one way up here, sir. There, Mr. Hall, Walking and All.
Jack, that's mighty fine. Seems like you're really right today. We have a trio number that we want to do for you. This is one of my own numbers entitled On and On. Thank you. to you about it. Right here is a spot in my show that I always dread for to come around, because I know after we get four numbers out of the way, I have to really go to work, and I really kind of dread it. I started playing this park back, I guess, when it, they first built the park years ago, and I spent some wonderful days with this country up here. Back when I was a lot younger and bluegrass music was first starting, while we played through this country here. A lot of the people still coming around to the show, we're glad to have you. I come in from Nashville to Washington, Dale and Bobby Diamond picked me up over there, and I had breakfast out at Dale McCurry's house, and a wonderful breakfast at YC. And then we come on by Bobby Diamond, and I never met his folks, so we went in. And they had just made some cream there, ice cream, and we eat again, so I don't know how it's going to work out. But well, I've had a wonderful time since I've been up here, and I'm ready now to start to do something else that featured a long time on the record and on the Grand Ole Opry. The first number, I wish you'd join in and sing with me on the chorus and kind of help me out here, because I really need help today. This number's entitled "Gotta Travel On." I'm a lady around and a lady around in Georgia.
Hey!
Mr. Ruth Whitman Rick Wade.
Right in there. Please sing Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Well, we'll do it right now. Thank you. right, let's see. That's got all the requests taken care of. Now, there's the gentleman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Footprints in the snow. This is a new one, and I never rehearsed much, so we'll try to do this for you. But he just stood here and he never could say nothing. So when I got the strength put on, I thanked him and said, "You've done a wonderful job," and went on with the show. And he never did open it up. He just stood there and never did say a thing, but that was really funny. I never forget that. But since I've had the Bluegrass Boys, people like Clyde Moody, it never, done in the mouse. And of course, I had to start too back when I was starting this kind of work, and I didn't know one word from another and how to announce anything. But Lester and all of them, Lester Flatt, people like that, Mac Wise, they all learned just like Jack was trying to learn. And Dale. Dale, what have you got picked out?
Pike County Break.
Pike County Break.
Thank you.
Big Sandy River, this is a fiddle number here that we'll get Billy Baker to sing. See what that's in. Sorry, I don't really know what happened there. Austin Road Blues, we'll get that just a little bit. There's a lot of people that can put on a better show problem than we do, or a prettier show, but I've always tried to fill the request, and I think when we get ready to go home that night that I have come in here the next one satisfying the folks, because we do fill a lot of requests. Billy, now let's get that number called Big Sandy River. What is this?
Thank you.
want to call on Jack Cook for another good solo number.
Thank you, Bill. I'll do one of old Hank Williams' numbers, one of the older ones. I'd rather be
thank you.
All right, let's see here now. A little more time to go. Anybody else got a request to like? Girl in the Blue Velvet Band, all right. Bring a few of the Grand Ole Opry history books along with me here today, and they sell for $1 if you would like to have it. They've got pictures of everybody that's ever worked on the Grand Ole Opry, and quite a bit of a little write-up about all the stars that's ever worked on the Grand Ole Opry, right up to all the newcomers that's down there today. And the book on itself for $1 we'd like you to have. Speak for all the bluegrass boys and myself, it's time we stay in your company.
Call me lots of others too.
Yeah, but just so that's all right.
All right. No, we won't go into that. Do you think that we ought to bring up a feller here that's the grandpappy of all the bluegrass music in the country today?
I sure think so.
It's a big honor, Jim Shannon. Nobody has to tell you who that is, do they?
No, Bill Monroe. All right, so thank you, Jim, and thank you, Clyde. It's a pleasure to be here. And we picked out an old-time Grand Ole Opry number called John Henry the Steel Driver Man. ¶¶ I'll do that. Well, I have a boy playing the bass, Bobby Diamond. He's from this part of the country up here. Then I have Jack Cook on the guitar. He's a Virginia boy. And Dale McCurry, he's with us here. He's from North Carolina. And on the fiddle, we have Billy Baker from Virginia.
And you just have a new record out this week, is it? We just got a new record this week.
We have our latest release is a number titled Mary at the Home Place. And I don't know, I believe that's backed up by Shenandoah Valley Breakdown.
Right, right.
And then, Jim, we have a new hymn album out. It's been out about a month, entitled I'll Meet You in Church Sunday Morning.
Right. We play that a lot. People around here are familiar with that. We're going to call you back up. Do you want to do another one right now?
Whatever you say.
Okay. What would you like to do? I believe everybody wants to hear Jack Cook. Step in, Jack. Dark Hollow, Jack Cook.
Rather be in Dark Hollow, where the sun don't ever shine, and to be inside the city would drive me from my off my mind. Afraid to blow you away, every fall on
request today here to do a hymn on the program, and I believe that we will do one. We'll get Jack to come around and Dale McCurry. We'll do one of the numbers that Hank Williams wrote, entitled I Saw the Light.
Thank you.
Jason Park, Bill Monroe, and the Bluegrass Boys.
All right, so thank you, Jim. Thank you. And it's really mighty nice to be here at the Bellevue Park with all the gang. And we picked out a duet number here that we'd like to do for you entitled Love Come Home. Here entitled The First Whippoorwill.
Okay, here we are, Jack Cook.
Yes, sir.
And also back by popular demand every week.
Yeah. Oh, he forgot.